What's up, Lake Forest? This is Scott Mattson, pastor of discipleship at Lake Forest Church Huntersville, and I am joined today by
Mike Moses, lead pastor of Lake Forest Church Huntersville. Scott, good to have you co-hosting with me today.
Yeah, Mike, I'm excited to be here. Got the pivot call here a little bit ago, filling in for Harrison today.
That was Scott's way of saying, if I do a bad job, don't judge me. The subject of today's podcast is a follow-up from Sunday's sermon. I want to just follow up a little bit on some feedback, some helpful examples of scorekeeping in marriage that prevents us from being the one who, in the words from Sunday, love says yes, love says now, in going first with acts of unconditional love toward our spouse, even and especially when they don't deserve it. Love to follow up on that a little bit. But first, you know, we always highlight something coming up in the life of Lake Forest Church. And I just want to highlight to you all something this Saturday night, June 6th. If you're listening to this ahead of time of that, June 6th, 6:30 p.m. at at Highland Creek Elementary School, we're invited to join our sister church in the family of churches, U City, the church, and anyone from all of our family of churches at an event they're calling 11. And here's their subtitle of this event: We Are One, No Matter Each One Stands. This is this Saturday evening. I mentioned this we announced it a couple of weeks ago on Sunday morning. You've seen it in our social media and e-note. I just want to highlight it just in case this has your name on it, Lake Forest friends, and I want to be sure you didn't miss it. I'll be there Saturday night at 6:30. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. Quote, an event to build racial and cultural understanding with speaker Justin Gibney. And here's what U City, the church, wrote about it. Come be part of a night that feels bigger than just an event. It's a moment. We're gathering for powerful worship and a message that will call us into something deeper. Real unity, real understanding, and real love across our differences. There is a space to show up as you are, lean in, and be part of what God is doing in our community. You'll walk away encouraged, stretched, equipped with practical ways to live out unity in your everyday life, not just talk about it. And I'll break there from what they wrote about the event. And you all know at Lake Forest, my heart for seeing the kingdom of God as written about in Revelation 7:9, where it says, in that day, in the new heavens and new earth, every tongue, tribe, and nation will fall before the throne and be together forever in the new heavens and new earth. And that's a kingdom of God value of every tribe, tongue, and nation being united in the worship of God. That's a kingdom value that we're called to exhibit today. We're called to pull into the present today so the church can be a signpost, a billboard, imperfectly as we are, for what God's future is. And so you know that I and we have a heart for intercultural churches. That's one reason our family of churches, we've planted them among diverse zip codes and populations. That's why Lake Forest Huntersville, we're asking the Lord to slowly make us into more of a multi-ethnic or inter-ethnic community. And that's happening slower than I think any of us would like, but praise God it is happening. So all that to say, this is a way of us to encourage our sister church, U City, which is a young church plant in the university area, and also follow them and learn from them. Yeah. They're so far ahead of us, Scott, and being a multi-ethnic witness to the gospel of Jesus in the city of Charlotte. You've only been with us for 6 months.
Right, yeah.
Have we released you on a Sunday yet? Have you been able to worship with them?
I have not been able to worship with U City yet, but I do love what Pastor Terrell is doing there, and just the ways that we're seeing those sneak peeks of God's kingdom. Yeah. I did get.
Oh,
to,
you did! You I, were at El Buen Samaritano at, just
Buen
this
Samaritano.
Sunday.
Yeah, El Buen Samaritano.
Tell us about.
Sunday.
Give us a snapshot. Talking about being a Revelation 7:9 family of churches, we have.
Yeah.
We have a real diversity among our family of churches.
Absolutely, man! I had a blast at El Buen. So, if you don't know me, I'm a Spanish speaker. I'm going to be preaching at El Buen a couple times.
It's a
this
cool
summer.
Little known fact about Scott Mattson. Yeah. You look as white as I do. Or excuse me, as Anglo-centric as I do. Like you were a punk rocker, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely.
That was pretty Anglo-centric.
That's Anglo-centric as you get, as being a pop-punk drummer.
That there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. God has created great diversity in the human race, and it's beautiful. But being at El Buen was a humongous blessing. Getting to worship with brothers and sisters there from our Latino community here in Huntersville, and getting to worship in Spanish and English. I love that kind of stuff. That gets my juices pumping.
And on behalf of the elders of the family of churches, you sort of commissioned and sent out Pastor Victor and Rosemie Leal for their first sabbatical they planted their church.
That's right.
Thank you for representing the family of churches that way, blessing that church with the concept of a sabbatical.
Yeah.
Are you preaching there this summer?
I am preaching there on June 28th and then August 16th, yeah.
Okay.
So two different Sundays I'll be there. Pastor Andrew will be preaching there two Sundays this summer as well.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Okay, but back to U-City.
Yeah, yeah.
This Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. at Highland Creek Elementary School. And so here's the speaker for that night. Again, now I'm reading back off of their information, which is on our church, Lake Forest Huntersville, webpage under events. U-City the Church is excited to welcome Justin Gibney as our guest speaker. Coming from his unique perspective as both an attorney and minister, Justin is one of the most trusted voices helping Christians navigate culture and politics with both truth and love. He's been featured in the New York Times, Christianity Today, and recently on podcasts with Lecrae and the Perrys. And what he carries is both wise and incredibly timely. This is the kind of voice that challenges you, grounds you, and gives language to things you felt but haven't known how to say. You do not want to miss this night. Be sure to RSVP if you get a chance. Hey, friends, you don't have to RSVP to show up. If you're listening to this on Saturday afternoon mowing the grass and you're like, man, I feel called to be there, just come. But RSVPing ahead of time would help out U-City, who are our hosts. I will be there. I'd love for there to be a strong Lake Forest Huntersville showing, but I'm happy for it to be whoever the Lord calls to be there. So that's this Saturday night, June 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Highland Creek Elementary. You know what else that means since I'm going to that, Scott?
What's that?
I'm going to be up really crazy but late Saturday night. Finishing off my sermon, but that's okay.
Preaching Sunday morning.
I am.
There you go.
And I can't get around it. I have to spend a certain amount of hours late Saturday night.
Yeah.
And apparently I won't be starting that exact number of hours. I know how many it takes. I can't short cycle that.
Yeah.
It'll be starting a little later than morning.
So you
extra coffee for the 8:10.
You definitely don't want to miss Lake Forest Sunday morning.
Yeah, I might be a little loopy.
Yeah, it's going to be,
hey,
who knows what's going to
happen. Talking about joy.
That's it.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to, just for a few minutes here, Scott, backtrack. There was a lot of interaction after the service and since then with the ideas. We talked about the fruit of the Spirit of love, and I don't want to rehash the whole sermon or even restate the points. But there was a lot of traction with, I shared an example of how a leader of men in our church, who's now moved to another state, had communicated to our men's ministry some years back that, and he was speaking about in the context of marriage. He was an international business executive, Russell Justice, and he had said he discovered in his marriage that this fruit of the Spirit of love, unconditional love toward, now just your spouse, I'm talking about the closest person to you if you're married, and you can relate this to other relationships if you're not, was, you know what, when she asked me to do something, I was always in the mode of, sure, honey, I'll do that after I finish this, or after I do this. In other words, he would state his own agenda for what he was doing and say, baby, I'll do your agenda, but after mine. And we all know how that goes. Sometimes as a spouse, that's a way of basically never doing it. Mm. It can be a passive-aggressive way of saying, no, I'm never going to get in the habit of treating the trash the way you do or the dishes the way you do or cleanliness the way you do. And I'm going to put it off now. I might passively, aggressively comply after I've done five other things. All that, Russell didn't say those things. I'm adding them.
Sure.
Russell's like, I experimented while his wife was home recovering from surgery. He experimented with love means yes, love means now. And for him, he said the key was learning almost a physical lean in. Mm. So he learned to like almost salivate like Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
When his wife would request something,
yeah.
he learned that wasn't a, he associated it with salivating, not with salivating.
Yeah, I know.
He would
yeah.
physically see himself yeah. lean forward. Cause it's a, this is the way to hold to a pre-commitment
yeah.
that you've made with the Holy Spirit and a way to engage the power of the Holy Spirit. He would lean in. Oh, I love her. Unconditional love in the way of Jesus, which is to lay down your life for your friends. That's what Jesus said
yep.
in the sermon Sunday. That means I'll engage the power of the Spirit if I lean toward yes and I lean toward right now. Hmm. And it became a habit where he didn't even have to try hard.
Sure.
And sometimes sanctification and discipleship can get easier. Over
yes.
time.
Yes.
In a way like that. So all that to say, yeah. there was a lot of interaction with that idea.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from any husbands, Scott, but I have heard from some wives.
Okay.
You can
yeah.
interpolate that however you want to. woman said, man, that really resonated. We had great conversation about it.
Yeah.
Me and my husband. And magically that night, I looked, and instead of expecting me to read his mind of what he wanted added on the grocery list and then being mad at me if I went to the grocery store, came home, and I didn't magically, supernaturally know he was out of whatever his preferred item was, he yeah. wrote it on the list
hey,
without
there you
being
go.
Asked.
Okay.
Scott, what I love about that
yeah.
anecdote— that is exactly the kind of granular, nitty-gritty,
yes.
everyday thing
yes.
that a marriage can become an upward spiral of
yep.
each other loving according
yeah.
to the other's expressed preferences and needs.
Correct.
Or a downward spiral
yeah.
of rejecting. In the
yep.
small, that's a small one.
Yep.
How does that sound to you, that little anecdote?
I love that. First of all, whoever you are, husband, well done. keep doing that. But
like, you don't really deserve a cookie, except
yeah.
you kind of do.
But
for this
good.
One time,
that
you get a cookie.
But I do want to also point out, I love the fact that it sounds like from what you're sharing, the husband took your sermon to heart, and he said, I'm going first. And
oh,
I would argue that is
go.
Profoundly biblical, because as we know, Ephesians 5, Paul commands husbands to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And when we think about what that looks like, Christ went first. He loved us and gave himself for us when we were still rebelling and in our sin. And then we respond to his movement with the love and the submission and the respect. But Christ went first. And I think that's really the model. Husbands, you and I, all of us guys who are married to our wives, I would argue the responsibility, the onus is on us from God. We go first.
Hmm.
We die first. We serve first. We love first. We don't sit around and wait for our wives to do it first and then we respond. We take it. We take responsibility as men and we go first. You know, I firmly believe that.
That builds an incredible trust.
Yes.
With a woman
absolutely.
Who's covenanted with you. And there's reasons. I think one reason is there. You could say there's a cultural tendency, we could say it's a masculinity tendency
yeah.
toward passivity. It's one
yes.
of our, we won't go into scriptures on this in today's setting, but it's like a besetting
yeah.
temptation to sin for
absolutely.
A man is to relax into passivity.
Yep.
And this principle is a tactile way.
Yes.
Lean it physically. When you get the request
mm-hmm.
from a wife or a child,
yeah.
to physically lean in and visualize that as I'm leaning into the power of the Holy Spirit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I'm leaning away from the desire of the flesh
yes.
to continue with my own agenda. That's what it feels like for me.
Yeah.
I have an agenda in that moment. I already had things I'm trying to accomplish
sure.
or not accomplish
sure.
or blow off steam because I had a hard day
yep.
and I think I deserve a cookie for that.
Yeah.
And I deserve opt out
yeah.
from saying, sure, baby.
Yeah.
I'll make sure the dishes are out of the sink before we go to bed so we don't wake up to a dirty sink and fruit flies flying around the kitchen
right.
because there were eggs in the pan.
Yeah.
all that. So thank you for noticing that. Here's another response. Here was an email. Yeah. Mike, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for sharing that message on Sunday. The idea of having a bias for yes, a bias for now, has already started to change the way I think and act, and it's only been 2 days. Wow. I found myself sharing it with friends and family. I even saw it come to life in a real and unexpected way during an interview I was part of last night. It's one of those simple truths that cuts right to the heart of what it means to esteem others above yourself. And honestly, it's such a clear reflection of the servant heart of Jesus, who never put anyone on wait and was always leaning into yes for the people in front of him. Grateful for you and the way God uses you and our church to speak into our lives. See you soon, a ministry partner. First of all, when I get emails like that, I'm like, that says more about the teachability of the heart of that person than our teaching.
Sure.
If we show up, and as long as you and I and the other preachers make it basically about the Bible and communicate it a bit, when somebody is teachable before the Holy Spirit, that's the kind of thing they get out of it and what they go and not become a hearer but a doer. So I'm very encouraged by that comment for you. Well, hey, that's as simple as I wanted to keep it today's Ask LFC podcast. Thank you for sitting in with us, Scott. If you missed last week's sermon on the fruit of the Spirit, if you've missed the first two, love for you to go back and catch up to keep in step with your church over the summer. We're going to make it easy to keep in step because of the online availability of the worship. And we want you memorizing Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and we'll see you Saturday night. I'll see you Saturday night at 6:30 for those of you for whom it's for. And see you Sunday for the fruit of the Spirit is, what's the second one, Scott? Pop quiz.
Love, joy.
There you go. Oh, he passed. He passed.
I had to do it. Both of them.
Good job. Hey, we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, thanks for the LFC podcast, people.